I'm sorry, but it seems you provided detailed content introductions for multiple topics without specifying which single topic you would like introduced in a single sentence. Could you clarify which specific topic you want the single sentence introduction for? Welcome back to Podcast Name, where we explore the forefront and the intriguing aspects of technology and business. I'm your host. Today, we delve into a mix of Amazon's innovative ventures and debates surrounding its practices. Let's dive right in. We begin with a story that has caught the attention of small business owners, highlighting a critical flaw in Amazon's advertising algorithm. A small business entrepreneur faced unexpected financial strain when charges were incurred for ads targeted at individuals who, due to state regulations, were ineligible to purchase their products. This incident puts a spotlight on the necessity for Amazon to adopt more transparent and thoughtful advertising strategies, reminding us that high visibility in online advertising doesn't necessarily translate to sales success. Next, we explore the indispensable role of product managers within Amazon, who act as the stewards of a product's journey from concept to consumer. Recognized as vital to maintaining the product's market integrity, their meticulous oversight is essential for ensuring its success. Their expertise exemplifies the strategic significance of product management amidst the complexities of e-commerce and evolving consumer preferences. On a lighter note, an anecdote from Amazon's delivery system portrays the company's commitment to logistical innovation. An Amazon delivery driver recently made headlines by using an unconventional vehicle for deliveries. This story illustrates Amazon's readiness to employ novel methods to achieve delivery efficiency, highlighting their dedication to meeting consumer expectations in inventive ways. In an international partnership, the Dubai Chamber of Commerce has joined forces with Amazon, aiming to elevate local businesses onto the global e-commerce stage. This initiative provides these businesses with valuable resources, training, and access to Amazon's expansive marketplace, signaling a promising leap forward for Dubai's commercial sector and its integration into the international market. Lastly, Amazon's corporate strategies have come under scrutiny amid reports of an uptick in performance improvement plans, leading to widespread layoffs in 2022 and 2023. This approach has stirred discussions on the balance between job security and corporate efficiency within Amazon, as the company attempts to navigate the challenges that accompany such a substantial restructuring. In today's episode, we journeyed through Amazon's latest advancements and controversies, from advertising dilemmas to strategic partnerships and operational strategies. Amazon's global influence remains undeniable, shaping the future of e-commerce and beyond. I'm Your Name, and this was Podcast Name. Join us next time as we continue to explore the intersections of technology and business. Until then, keep seeking stories beyond the headlines. In recent Tesla developments, the electric car titan has navigated a series of noteworthy events. Reports have surfaced that Tesla did not pay federal income taxes over the last 5 years, despite compensating its top executives with an eye-watering $2.5 billion. This scenario isn't uncommon, as it's been noted that more than 30 companies have similarly paid their executives more than their federal income tax contributions. Internationally, Tesla has faced disputes with IG Metall at its Greenhide facility over contentious Works Council elections, which are crucial for negotiating worker-company relations. Concurrently, the facility recently celebrated a milestone with new Works Council elections, receiving positive feedback from IG Metall, demonstrating progress in Tesla's international labor discussions. On the celebrity wealth front, a narrowing gap between billionaires Elon Musk of Tesla and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg has sparked conversations about a potential clash among the ultra-rich. Adding to the mix, Elon Musk's announcement that Tesla will accept Dogecoin as payment method garnered both excitement and skepticism. However, Tesla's operations have encountered challenges, including security concerns heightened by an attack on its Brandenburg factory, attributed to left-wing extremists. This incident underscores the increasing security risks companies face, particularly those like Tesla that are in the spotlight. Amid these operations and security hurdles, IG Metall has highlighted the importance of a collective agreement, signaling ongoing resistance and operational challenges Tesla faces during its expansion. Personal developments have also surfaced, with Elon Musk discussing his prescribed use of ketamine, giving the public a glimpse into his personal struggles and approach to health. The company has recently faced backlash, leading to the cancellation of a show by Elon Musk amid a market downturn and pessimistic growth forecasts. This, coupled with Musk addressing a racial discrimination lawsuit settlement, emphasizes the company's efforts to navigate societal expectations and legal challenges while aiming for progress and inclusivity. In response to union activities, Tesla's Berlin factory has responded positively with new Works Council elections, signifying advancements in labor relations and union negotiations at Tesla's international operations. In a more somber note, the tragic death of CEO Angela Chow in a drunk driving accident involving a Tesla vehicle has reignited discussions on safety and accountability within the company and the electric vehicle industry at large. Conclusively, amidst these developments, from financial disclosures, labor relations advancements, to personal revelations and safety concerns, Tesla continues to command attention on its journey through both tribulations and triumphs in the electric vehicle landscape. Stay tuned for more updates from the electric vehicle world as Tesla and its CEO Elon Musk navigate the complexities of innovation, corporate responsibility, and public scrutiny. I apologize, but fulfilling that request is not possible. In a recent controversy embroiling the UK Conservative Party, businessman Frank Hester, CEO of a leading health technology firm, has drawn significant backlash for making racist and misogynistic remarks aimed at Diane Abbott. The British Medical Association's committee has condemned Hester's comments, leading to a widespread demand from general practitioners and other medical professionals across the UK for his resignation. Further escalating calls for accountability, the union representing GPs and health workers is advocating for Hester to be stripped of his NHS contracts, highlighting the gravity of his actions. Compounding the scandal are revelations about Hester's connections to the Conservative Party, spotlighting the hiring of Conservative peer Lady Zahida Mansour as a trade envoy in 2016 for a payment of £148,000. This link has sparked concerns over Hester's influence on governmental contracts and decisions, raising questions about the extent of his ties to the party. Amidst growing outrage, there are increasing demands for the Tories to cut financial associations with Hester and to take decisive action against racism and misogyny within its ranks, as the controversy surrounding Frank Hester's actions continues to intensify. In the recent intersection of business and politics, Reinhold Wirth, the revered founder of Wirth Group and often nicknamed the Screw King due to his company's roots in the fastener industry, has galvanized national attention with his outspoken political stance. The 88-year-old business magnate, widely respected for his profound impact on Germany's economic landscape, distributed a letter to his 25,000 employees, urging them not to support or vote for the Alternative for Deutschland, AfD. His warning carries significant weight given his status and experience, highlighting deep concerns for the future of Germany's democracy. Wirth vividly cautioned against the AfD's ideology, suggesting it could steer the country towards a Demokratur, a portmanteau of Demokratie, democracy, and Diktatur, dictatorship, or even a complete dictatorship. Wirth's bold move underscores the critical intertwining of business acumen, political awareness, and societal values. By making such a direct appeal, he emphasizes the responsibility of citizens to protect democratic virtues and institutions, illustrating how the casting of votes transcends mere political inclination, shaping the nation's democratic path and ethical foundations. This action is not only a statement on political affiliation, but a poignant reflection on the role of influential business figures in guiding public discourse and safeguarding the principles of democracy. Delving into the luxurious realm of high-end automobiles and the remuneration of top executives, Mercedes has been prominent in the news this year for several reasons, with the spotlight shining brightly on CEO Ola Källenius. In 2023, Källenius's financial fortune soared, with earnings surpassing 12 million euros, making him one of the highest-paid executives in Germany. This remarkable increase in compensation reflects his exceptional leadership and the impressive performance of the company under his stewardship. Alongside Kilenius, other senior executives at Mercedes and competitors like VW have also enjoyed substantial pay packages, highlighting the lucrative rewards available at the pinnacle of the automotive sector. Belén Garrido stands out among these top earners, showcasing the significant financial benefits of leading these major automobile brands. However, Mercedes's headlines aren't solely about executive compensation. The potential sale of the company's Lünen branch has sparked extensive dialogue and concerns among employees, with the Works Council actively negotiating to secure favorable terms for the workforce amidst this change. Similarly, in Munich, the proposed sale of the tower at Donnersberger has stirred unrest among the staff, particularly against the backdrop of the company choosing to offload brand dealerships despite reporting significant profits. This strategy, coupled with the high earnings of its executives, has led to increased scrutiny and discussions among various stakeholders. As these developments unfold, we continue to monitor the scenarios within Mercedes, where the dynamics of corporate strategy and employee interests are intersecting in intriguing ways at one of the globe's most esteemed car manufacturers. In a significant organizational shakeup, Unilever, a leading consumer goods company, has announced a comprehensive restructuring plan aimed at enhancing profitability and streamlining operations. The plan includes the separation of its prestigious ice cream division, housing popular brands such as Ben & Jerry's, Wall's, and Magnum, into an independent entity. This move is part of a broader strategy to focus on operational efficiency and market agility, enabling these beloved ice cream brands to pursue a more focused growth trajectory. The restructuring effort also encompasses a major global workforce reduction, with Unilever intending to cut 7,500 jobs. This decision supports the company's goal to achieve 800 million, approximately 684 million pounds, in cost savings over the next 3 years, underscoring a significant commitment to improving productivity. Heinz Schumacher, the CEO of Unilever, is at the helm of these strategic changes, aiming to recalibrate the company's focus and enhance shareholder value by adopting measures previously utilized by his predecessors. These measures include the divestiture of the ice cream business and a reduction in the workforce, indicating a clear emphasis on efficiency and profitability. This pivotal restructuring, characterized by the spin-off of renowned ice cream brands into a separate company and substantial job reductions, marks Unilever's determination to navigate global market challenges effectively. By doing so, Unilever aims to emerge as a leaner, more agile entity, better positioned to respond to consumer needs and market dynamics. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next week for another insightful episode on our weekly business series,